In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. Who are these, robed in white, and where have they come from? Well, today is the Feast of All Saints, the day when we remember those who have gone before us down the road of Christian life, who have preceded us along the way. And on this day, it's important for us to remember not only our favorite saints or the important popular saints, but all the saints. It's a time for us to remember what a saint really is. I say really because there are a lot of saints in the world that get missed every day, missed even by the church. So, what exactly is a saint? Webster's dictionary tells us that a saint is, quote, a holy person, a person who is exceptionally patient, charitable, etc. In certain churches, a person officially recognized as having attained heaven after an exceptionally holy life and duly venerated, close quote. Okay, I suppose that captures most of it, but I don't like that definition. I don't like it because, well, it seems too bureaucratic for me. And it also seems to me that one would have to be dead before you could be a saint, and I don't think that's really fair. I mean, everyone talks about your good qualities and ignores your faults after you're dead. It's easy to be a dead saint. But what about living saints, the ones not yet resting from their labors, as the old hymn goes? What does it take to be a living saint? The ones not yet resting from their labors. Well, that is, after all, what we are all supposed to be, isn't it? Aren't we supposed to be saints? And how are we to live like saints? Well, I found a wonderful definition of a saint by one of our newer saints, a new inductee into our official list called Lesser Feasts and Fasts. I think I've shared him with you before. He is one of my favorites, as I said, a Swedish archbishop by the name of Nathan Söderblom. Söderblom was an ecumenist, a scholar, and he even earned a Nobel Peace Prize in 1930. He said, a saint is someone who makes it easier for others to believe in God. It's a simple definition, I know, but I liked it right away. It really speaks to me. One who makes it easier for others to believe in God. I like it because it has nothing to do with ourselves and everything to do with relating to others. And you can be a saint no matter what you do for a living. And that means that saints can be anywhere and any time, and indeed they are. I know they are because, well, they visited me in some of the strangest places and at some of the strangest hours. Some of them donate money, and some of them beg for money. You really never know with a saint, but you do know one when you meet them. You know them because the result of that encounter with them is a strengthening of your own belief in God. My favorite song about the saints is the very first one that I learned about saints when I was a boy singing in the boys' choir at St. Philip's Episcopal Church. If you are a cradle Episcopalian, I'm sure that you know it and have shared many a joke about it. Friends, you either love it or you hate it, and I'm one of those who loves it. I sing a song of the saints of God, patient and brave and true. Yes, it's trite and it's simple, but I like it. I liked it then, and I still like it now, because it makes the possibility of sainthood very real to common people like you and me without in any way diminishing the great saints of the past. It helps us to remember the importance of the little things. When Jesus started his public ministry, as we heard in the Gospel of Matthew this morning, he starts it at the bottom, and he turns the world upside down. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The poor in spirit, you know, all those people that are beneath you, not worthy of your notice, let alone your respect. The poor in spirit. We like to think that they all live in boxes under overpasses and in alleys in big cities or in third world countries, but the truth is, they also live here in Jefferson City, and they even come here to church. They visit our box out front. They have been known to sleep on our bench out front. And it's vitally important that we remember that they're out there, because it is these poor in spirit that guards the gate of the kingdom of heaven. It is they who hold our immortal salvation in their hands, in much the same way that we hold their mortal salvation in ours. And you thought it was going to be tough to get around St. Peter. You see, the poor in spirit may not have much, but they have a gift for us, well, that's beyond price. Their gift to us is to remind us of all that we do have, and to help us remember that God is the true giver of all. They are saints to us, or they can be if we let them. And when we respond as we should, with respect and dignity and generosity, we become saints to them. There is, you see, an economy of statehood, of sainthood, statehood. And it's into this economy that the church works to make saints. Well, not to make saints exactly, more like grow them. It is, after all, God that makes saints. The church only nurtures them. Next week, we're going to renew our own baptismal vows as we baptize and confirm 6 candidates. And we are going to reaffirm our own identity as saints. You may wonder that I'm calling you saints when we aren't officially in any list or book. You see, in the Episcopal Church, we are all considered saints by virtue of God's grace bestowed upon us at our baptism. And so that begs the question, if we all start out as saints, where are the saints now? Well, we're still here. We just don't know it. As we so often do, we have forgotten. The opening words from the Sermon on the Mount that we heard today are a reminder that the little people, the poor in spirit, the mourners, and the meek are not little before God. And it is we who hunger and thirst after righteousness who call ourselves the merciful and the peacemakers. It is we who will bring in the kingdom of God. Or not. See, right now we are all that God has. God, you see, works through us. And if we don't do it now, it won't get done until God finds somebody else who will listen. You know, and it's not a big job, really. But it is a lot of little ones. You see, the life of a saint is made manifest in a lifetime of small kindnesses. Today is a day to remember the great multitude that no one can count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. But it is also a day to remember the little saints. And more importantly, to remember that we too are saints. And to ask ourselves if that really is how we have been behaving. Are we living the life of saints? Are we regularly doing things in our lives that make it easier for other people to believe in God? And if not, to remember that really, well, there's no time like the present to start. Amen.